This is a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got our second edition of Club Spotlight, where we're talking to some lovely folks from PULSA, the Students Politics Association. Good morning. How are we doing, gang? We've got Libby and Sam Soppett-Smith here in the building. How's the morning going?
So good.
So good?
So good.
Fantastic. Awesome. I'm very glad to hear. Sam, you're incredibly tired this morning because you had a mysterious trip to Bluff. Libby, what are your energy levels like this morning?
Pretty high. I've got work later, so I don't have a choice.
Where do you work?
Retail.
Is that a store?
Swan Dry on George Street.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of blokes?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
We do women's stuff now.
Oh, really?
I know.
Oh, when did this start happening?
Years ago.
Last year?
It's gotten better. We've improved.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I hope the blokes aren't too blokey.
Some of them are.
Some of them? But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it pays your bills, after all.
Absolutely.
Is Libby short for liberal?
No, it's not, but that has been suggested before. Alongside libtard.
Yeah.
It's just Libby.
It's just Libby?
Yeah.
Nice. Not sure for Liberia, nothing else?
No.
Okay.
That'd be funny for sure for Liberia.
That'd be great.
It'd be a wild name.
Liberia Gillespie.
Yeah.
Gillespie?
Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Yes.
it's very close to Dizzy Gillespie, the jazz guy.
Yes. Yeah, it's the same name.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Relation?
I mean, no. Different races, I think. Yeah.
I was getting very edgy on the breakfast show. Sam, you look like you're staring off into the distance. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm living la vida loca in the immortal words of Ricky Martin. Was it Ricky Martin?
No, it wasn't George Martin. No, it was Ricky Martin.
No, Ricky
George Martin,
Martin
George Martin, the director.
No, George Martin wrote the...
Star Wars.
No, Game of Thrones.
George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't recognise him at the RR.
The RR. Yeah. Is that like... I've heard that he stole that from J.R.R. Tolkien.
Probably.
Because he was like...
He stole a lot from a lot of people.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of made a mid... I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Game of Thrones. What do you guys think about Game of Thrones? It's very Pulsar-related content.
It's super Pulsar-related. House of the Dragon, yes. Game of Thrones, eh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sam?
I try to avoid media like that because it's kind of... I don't know. Fantasy stuff like in that... I just find it really odd and not necessarily unwatchable, but like it's not that there's too much going on, there's just some weird stuff that happens. I'm like, I don't want that on my television. Not in my backyard. Not on my television.
Fantastic. Now have we got a political dynasty on our hands at PULSA, given that you are the treasurer and your sister is the vice president? Is this the Clintons of PULSA?
Absolutely.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Low-key, yeah. Yeah.
Did that happen organically, or did you kind of lobby that to happen?
Well, so Molly joined when I was in my first year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she, at the end of the year, they had the AGM or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and she was planning on joining. So she became social media rep or something.
Okay.
Pardon me. And then there was just no treasurer. So they kind of looked around the room. Pretty much everyone else was either leaving or already on the exec.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yeah, it'll be super easy. Do you know how Excel works? I'm like, yeah, I know how Excel works. Who doesn't?
Me.
Dude, Excel's so much fun.
I hate Excel.
I should teach you. It's so much fun.
Okay.
So I put my hand up, and then they're like, yeah, cool. You have all this stuff you've got to manage now. Yeah, and I'm like, I have been lied to. It is not easy.
Balancing the budget. You're like the Nicola Willis of PULSA.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was about to say something, but that's not nonpartisan.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you all have to be politically neutral.
Yeah.
How does that, is that hard to do? Because I've been in situations where I have to be politically neutral, and sometimes you really have to bite your tongue.
Well, we still discuss politics, but we just want it to be an open space where everyone can join regardless of how they personally feel about politics.
Mm-hmm.
So we had heaps of MPs come last year, and we sent the same invitations to National and NZ First as we did Labour and Greens, and
mm-hmm.
it worked out pretty well. As long as everyone feels welcome, we don't really care what your opinion is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird, because like apolitical isn't necessarily centrist. It's kind of just... Because what's the catchphrase for it? We're apolitical.
No, we're not apolitical, because that would mean we weren't involved in politics.
Oh, yeah, we're nonpartisan.
We're politically involved, but we don't take a particular side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so like
it's more about civic engagement.
That's
on the
big
money.
Thing.
On
we,
the money.
Here comes the money.
Sorry. Anyway. We think all students should be politically engaged and understand politics, and that's the angle we want to come at it from. As long as all students are getting involved in politics, because politics affects everyone, so you should be able to understand what's going on and be able to talk about it.
Totally. How was O Week? Did you guys get a lot of new people through from the tent city stuff?
Yeah, we got quite a few. I think we're up like 40.
Shit. That's awesome.
Which is kind of crazy because we're not a big club.
No, I remember when I was in there, it was like max 50, 40 people, 50 people, 30, 50.
I think we were cracking on for, was it 100 last year?
Yeah, but I think we lost because they changed clubs portals.
Yeah.
So it's harder to track. I think a lot of people haven't renewed.
Is there anything in your constitution or in your practice that leads to Pulsar being a Titiriti led organisation?
Is that
part of the partisan?
I can find the constitution.
I don't think there's anything in there that explicitly says that.
Would that be a thing to focus on for 2025, or is that again going for the non-partisan thing?
No, I would say since that kind of is in like New Zealand's law, I would say it's pretty like a pretty non-partisan thing that we could include.
Yeah,
that's actually a good call.
We vote on all constitutional amendments at our AGM, which we hold at the end of the year.
Nice.
So if it was going to happen, it would happen then.
Okay.
Yeah, but we could push for it.
You can't just swing something through as the president.
We unfortunately can't just rewrite the constitution. Pretty accurate.
It'd be crazy if we could.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
The
constitution
epic.
Technically says that Pulsar exists to strengthen the relationship between politics students and politics lecturers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to redefine that as well.
Yeah.
How did you all get involved with Pulsar originally? I mean, Sam, you kind of already told it, but Libby, how did you get involved with Pulsar?
I study politics, so first year, a bit lonely, looking for some people. And I went to a few events, but then at the end of the year when they were holding their AGM, one of my sub-wardens, who was like a senior student in politics, told me I should run. And I did, and I've been here ever since. So second year on the exec now.
Nice!
Yeah.
Can't buy. You all had the beer hive last week, correct?
Yes.
Well, this week, actually, no.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday even, yeah. How was it?
It was good. Someone said it was the best event they'd been to all year.
Wow! Well, I mean, it's pretty. Yeah. I mean, it's only February.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Hey. O-Week's got a lot on.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. What was the? I mean, I guess there's a kind of a joke about beehive.
Yeah.
Beer hive. Were there any political people there?
No.
Nah.
Just like a social thing.
Yeah. Nice. It's just a good way for everyone to meet around. We get a lot of first years that attend that one because they, you know, want to meet more people in their degree and they want to. Not even, we had like a botany student, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. True. Everyone comes, it's a good way to meet people, good social. We do a drinks tab.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will come for a drinks tab.
Mean.
Yeah.
Mean.
Awesome. And it was quite cool because probably like half of the people that turned up, much to my, I think chagrin is the right word.
Chagrin. You sound like Rufus Rice right now. Chagrin. Are you familiar with Rufus Rice?
Oh, I'll show you who he's after.
Okay,
do you love Flag Game? Flag Game is peak.
Yeah.
they kind of just turned up on the night, and I was kind of like, damn, these people haven't filled in the form. But also, they haven't filled in the form. That's kind of awesome that they're coming anyway, like. Because now that they're here, they've got to fill the form. And I made them fill the form.
Nice.
Well, I made them become members, most of them, which is...
Did they pay the $10 or $15 membership fee on the spot?
$5.
$5?
Yeah,
well,
man.
That's how we trick them, right?
Because
it's $5 ticket for non-members, $5 for membership, or a $10 ticket. No, $5 ticket for members, $5 membership, $10 ticket for non-members.
Oh, wow.
So we're like, you can just sign up.
So you can get membership and a ticket for the price of a non-member ticket.
And then you get discounts at all the later events.
To be fair, we probably need to change that. Like, it's not financially viable. Works well, though.
Mr. Treasurer.
Drives engagement.
Now, there's a massive political event happening this year. We've got local government elections, which is fantastic. Everyone should vote because it's arguably the most important election you'll ever have. What are you all doing to observe that or to increase its publicity?
I don't think a lot of people have their nominations in for local body yet. So once it's clear who the candidates are and what direction we're kind of headed in, Pulsar is looking to run perhaps some debates, getting candidates on campus and talking with students. Mm-hmm. I don't think people realise how much the Dunedin City Council can actually do for students, so we want to get people who are running and people who want to be the council on campus and interacting with us. Mm-hmm. And I think we've chatted a bit with OUSA about maybe combining some of those events, but local body elections, like you said, so important, mm-hmm. and people don't realise just how much a local body election is going to impact their life in the city they live in. So if we want to make it clear to students how important that is, get them involved, increase voter turnout, get candidates chatting with students.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Any comments, Sam?
Yeah, I was going to make a dumb joke about how we're going to get the candidates in to do gladiator fights. But yeah, no, I'm super excited for this one because mm-hmm. we've had, was it last year?
Yeah,
we had
before.
The electorate debate. That was really interesting because there's so many absolute characters who turned up for that.
Mm.
And love them or hate them, they came. And I think it was cool to see them there. And I think that kind of like drives the whole, you know, Pulsar is, you know, nonpartisan because we had everyone there. Some of them had some pretty interesting things to say.
I can imagine.
Dude, it was kind of peak though because like you just had students who were just like, what are these people saying? And then you had the candidates up the front and they were like looking at these people like, what are these people saying? And it's like, ah, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was like, okay, we agree on that. That's good. And I feel like that kind of humanized them a lot more. Because that's a big issue with politicians, and that is that not that they get treated as not people, but like, you know, they're people, but there's like a level of.
You need to put a face to the name.
Yeah.
If you have an interaction with a politician, you remember them better, and you know, it reminds you that they are a human that you can trust, and you've actually put a lot of your life in the hands of this person.
Yeah.
They determine a lot of what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Whether or not you understand that. But if you have a human interaction with a politician, it reminds you just who they are, and you're probably more willing to get involved with politics if you have had positive interactions with the people who are in politics.
There you go.
Yeah.
Incredibly eloquent.
Thank you.
There's the same, like,
that's like what I was trying to say, but I'm running on half speed at the moment.
Yeah,
nobody
me too.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
Nobody has better toys than I do. I was going to say, are you anticipating any students running for local government? Because last time there was Jet Grzynski, who ran for the DCC.
Favorite person.
Yeah. Now he's on the executive.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys think there'll be some student people running for some local council things?
I think there absolutely
things?
Will be.
Yeah.
A lot of the, especially ones going with party backing as well.
Mm.
But I think you'll definitely get young people. It's a good thing as long as you. I think people should run if they want to.
Totally.
If you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Get up, give it a shot, run a campaign. But yeah, students are absolutely going to run. And it'd be good to see them, especially getting students on campus, because if students are running for council and they get in, students are going to be the one advocating for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important part of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon Lee Vandevis will get back in?
Oh.
Which one's he?
He's the very right-wing guy. The very libertarian guy. He wrote a whole fan fiction parody of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy hating on Aaron Hawkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, there's a whole Critic article about it from a couple years ago.
I'm not going to lie, that's kind of peak.
Oh, an old
that's
Critic article.
That's like peak hater activities.
What was that, Liffy?
An old Critic article is the best way to get information.
Yeah, totally.
Find everything. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fine tooth comb.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Potentially too fine sometimes.
Yeah. Why is Pulsar important for politics students? What would be your pitch to Pulse students looking to join?
I think we build a good community.
Mm.
It's a good way to get in. I think, you know, when you see all these other degrees like Med and Law, they've got their societies and they have a community
mm-hmm.
based on the fact that they do this degree and they're all in that together.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps with some of your other smaller degrees, maybe you don't feel that as much. So it's a good way for us to build a community outside of just going to classes, have some social events where we can all get to know each other. And it's important that students can connect and get to know each other outside of just your classes, because if there's ever something going down in your department that you perhaps don't agree with, you can all band together and advocate against that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to build a community of all your fellow students, and also just for friendship and socialising. University mm-hmm. students' mental health, very mm-hmm. delicate, so if there's ways we can get people out and having positive experiences at uni and
mm-hmm.
beginning to associate perhaps Pulsar with that.
Yeah, and there's also the mentoring program, which is an awesome
yes.
one. Yeah, with politics, it's one of those things. Either you get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, you can probably work out a way to think about things and you know, into a way that you get it. And quite often, the way you do that is through mentoring.
Mm.
And I think that's such a cool program that we run.
We run mentoring for 100 level papers.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah,
true.
Senior students with first gens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's foundational skills.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that'd be so... When I started doing politics studies, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
I knew that I liked the field, but I mean, it's high school to university is such a jump.
It's huge.
No one prepares you for it, so...
Yeah. Your teachers think they're preparing you for it.
Like, nah, hell no. Are you all getting many politicians through this year to come to your events? I mean, who's on the list?
We've had a chat confirmed? with some of the local ones, but obviously we still need to reach out and confirm them. But we've had a chat with some, and even some of the ones that we reached out to last year who couldn't make it have said, please invite me in the future and I'll try and make it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a chat with some of the Greens, some of the Labours. There's some Nats who are always really keen to support Pulsar.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we haven't confirmed anything yet. It is only week one.
That's very fair, very fair.
A lot of pressure.
What are the events on this year?
We just had Beer Hive. Every year we do a quiz each semester, so that'll be coming up soon. Happy hours, we're doing monthly. Those are in the Burns Humanities Common Room, usually on a Wednesday night.
Nice.
But we haven't, but we've just, because we just had Beer Hive on Wednesday, now we're moving on to the next event. We have an essay writing workshop on March 13th, 2 p.m. in the Otago Business School, if anyone is confused on how to write a politics essay.
Uh-huh.
And it's taught by a member of staff.
Oh, wow.
So you know it's trustworthy.
Who's teaching it?
Politics exec. I think Michael. Michael, is it Michael Swanson?
Yeah, PhD
candidate teacher.
Oh, right, right. No, like, not a lecturer.
He's a lecturer,
but he's not like a
He teaches the summer school.
He's almost a doctor.
Yeah. Almost a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because he did that paper last year, right?
Hmm?
He did that paper for us last year with...
With Chris Rudd.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, Chris Rudd. Shout out to Chris Rudd.
He's gone. Retired.
He's gone?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... And okay,
Philip
Nell. And Philip
Nell.
Damn. What about Brian Roper?
No, he's still here.
Still here.
Yeah, man. Wow. I don't think that man's ever going to leave.
Bro is dedicated to the game.
I don't think we want him to.
No. No.
Because I love seeing, like, you hear about an event and you're like, oh, yeah. With Brian Roper, and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Incredible.
That makes sense.
Great man. Incredible human being. I want to thank you both for coming on this morning, especially when you both had prior engagement at the original time.
Sorry, we were 15 minutes late.
That's all good. You already got the time organizational skills of bureaucratics, public servants, so congratulations. We're going to leave the corridor there. Do you have any final words, both of you?
Follow us on Instagram, pulsar.otago.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Instagram. Yeah, no, you don't have to. But yeah, no, follow Pulsar, yeah. And we've got a link tree so you can sign up for membership. That's at pulsar.otago on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Facebook, just type in Pulsar.
It'll come. We'll be there.
I think the link tree's in there as well. And yeah, come along to events. Just, you know. And it's really cool because the happy hour, it's kind of more of a social thing. It's... You know, it's like a meet and greet thing for the lecturers. Mm-hmm. You know, you can talk to them and you meet other students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. And there's some BNOCs that turn up, you know.
BNOCs?
Yeah, Liam White has been known to frequent in the past.
What's a BNOC?
Big name on campus.
Oh,
is that a thing?
Yeah, BNOC. No, this is a real term.
BNOC.
BNOC.
Not a real term.
BNOC is a real term.
Not a real term.
BNOC
bro.
Is a real term.
It's not a
is
real
that?
Term.
Or is that a same term?
BNOC is a real term.
I'm going to ask people about that.
Yeah, I think I might have to ask people about that as well. I think that does us for today. Thank you both for coming on the program.
No problem.
Awesome. We've got another corridor coming up very shortly. We have Martinette coming through to talk about their new book, Everything She Wanted, at 10. Stay tuned for that. We've got a very quick, brief weather report from Jim Hickey.
Rain is a gone burger, but the showers and and a bit of frost, well, they're sort of cum burgers.
We've got some cum burgers on the way. Here is Girls at Our Best with Politics. You're listening to The One.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.